Our profile this month is Wonder Woman. As Israeli actress Gal Gadot brings the iconic character to life in Wonder Woman, the movie, we find out a little more about this DC Comics superhero. Here then are 10 things you really should know about her.
1. She was invented by a psychologist. Wonder Woman first appeared in DC Comics in 1941, at a time when the comics industry was under attack for the violence of some of its titles. DC Comics, who had big hits with Superman, first published in 1938, and Batman, 1939, responded by hiring a consultant psychologist, William Marston, to give the business a respectable aura. But Marston wanted to go further and suggested writing a comic of his own, a character who would be an icon for young girls. Not even girls want to be girls so long as our feminine archetype lacks force, strength, power, he said. Women's strong qualities have become despised because of their weak ones. The obvious remedy is to create a feminine character with all the strength of Superman, plus all the allure of a good and beautiful woman.
2. Or maybe she wasn't. Some people think the stories weren't written by Marston, but by his wife, Elizabeth. Wonder Woman is loosely inspired by Greek mythology. In theory, she is an Amazonian princess called Diana from a mythical all-female island, and gets her powers from the goddess Aphrodite. Her main opponent in the comics is the Greek war god Ares, an archetype of male aggression and the opposite of Diana, who favours the peaceful resolution of disputes. But in the Marston couple, it was Elizabeth, not William, who was interested in Greek mythology. Also, when Marston died in 1947, Elizabeth offered to keep writing the stories for DC, but the company refused and gave responsibility for the comic to one of its male writers. If Marston was lying about who wrote the comics, then that is a little ironic, because he happens to be the inventor of the lie detector machine.
3. She's a masochist. Seriously, almost all the early stories follow the same pattern. Sooner or later, Wonder Woman is chained or tied up. Marston said that Wonder Woman's regular escapes from bondage were just a metaphor for female emancipation. But it was about sexual fetishism, too. Marston and his wife lived in a permanent ménage à trois with one of his former students, Olive Byrne, and all three were early advocates of sexual freedom. For William Marston, who had a unique vision of feminism, women showed their superiority through loving submission to men. And that included tying each other up and bondage.
4. Her powers are bizarre. Like a lot of other superheroes, Wonder Woman is strong and can fly. But then it starts getting weird, especially when you know about the Marston's penchant for S&M. She has a rope that she calls her lasso of truth. Whoever she ties up with it is forced to tell the truth. A strange power, but not as strange as her bracelets of submission, those bullet-deflecting wristbands she wears. In the comics, all the Amazons wear these bracelets of submission to symbolize a time when they were enslaved by Hercules. If they ever take them off, they will go insane.
5. She does babysitting. During the 1950s, Wonder Woman was reinvented as a symbol of domestic servility. The new writers of the comic removed most of her powers and made her dependent on her pilot boyfriend, Steve Trevor. Instead of information about feminism, the comics included pages of wedding advice. In her secret identity of Diana Prince, Wonder Woman became a fashion model and a babysitter. Finally, she found long-term employment as a secretary.
6. She ran for president. In the comics, Wonder Woman has twice run for president and lost. Hillary Clinton clearly didn't read those. On the other hand, there is a good chance that Clinton read the first issue of Ms. magazine. First published in 1972, this feminist magazine was at the forefront of the battle for sexual equality in the USA. The first issue featured Wonder Woman on the cover, reminding people how she had started as a feminist icon in the 1940s. The magazine headline was Wonder Woman for President.
7. She's had lots of boyfriends. In the original comic, and this month's movie, Wonder Woman's love interest is a U.S. Army Air Force pilot called Steve Trevor. They meet when he crashes his plane on the all-female island where Wonder Woman lives. Since then, however, she has been linked with a lot of men who are more in her league in terms of power. In the 1990s, she was romantically involved with Aquaman, a fellow member of the Justice League. In the early 2000s, she had a fling with Batman. And in recent years, she's finally hooked up with Superman, a match so obvious that comic book writers had been avoiding it for more than 70 years.
8. This is her first solo movie. While Superman has had 6 films in the modern era, and Batman is about to make his 9th, Wonder Woman is only now getting her first solo movie. The reason why it hasn't happened before is that Warner Brothers had a major flop with a 2004 movie, Catwoman, starring Halle Berry, and studios have been scared of female superhero movies ever since. Recently, the success of The Hunger Games and other female-led movies began to suggest that they may be wrong. When Wonder Woman proved to be the most popular element of 2016's Batman vs. Superman, the solo movie was fast-tracked into production.
9. She was a UN ambassador. Last year, the United Nations made Wonder Woman an honorary ambassador for the empowerment of women and girls. This seems less strange when you remember that Winnie the Pooh and Angry Bird have also been UN ambassadors. However, there was a protest when Israeli actress Gal Gadot came to accept the nomination on behalf of Wonder Woman. More than 600 UN staff had signed a petition objecting to the idea that a large-breasted white woman of impossible proportions and the epitome of a pin-up girl was being promoted as a symbol of feminism. The UN later cancelled the ambassadorship.
10. The real Wonder Woman is a soldier. Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman in this month's movie, is not only a mother of 2 and a model, she was also a soldier in the Israeli army for 2 years. So she's more or less a real-life incarnation of Marston's female ideal of force, strength, and power, as well as being a good and beautiful woman. Moreover, Gadot is serious about what her character represents and about her own place in the fight for sexual equality. I'm doing what I want to do because of the women before me. Without them, I wouldn't be an educated working mother who is following her dreams, she said recently. I feel like I've been given a huge opportunity to inspire people, not because of me, but because of who Wonder Woman is and what she stands for. This time, presumably, they won't be making her into a secretary.